Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Sam. I'm calling on behalf of, I'm sorry, from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions. Sorry?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to ask you a few questions about problems facing our nation and local communities. Am I speaking with Richard?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, Richard, let me ask you, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40 years.
40, okay. All right, and what is your primary branch of the trade?
Let me give you a brick and block.
Okay. You said brick and block?
Yeah. So
pretty much a bricklayer?
Yes.
All right. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
I'd just say a layer.
Okay. Thank you. Now, and yes or no, are you currently working at the trade right now?
Not currently. I'm kind of on disability for the moment.
I got you.
Had a heart attack.
Oh, sorry to hear, sir. Hope you're better. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months?
I've been always able to find work.
Okay, so you can say, like, pretty much no, all the time you were able to find. Okay, good. Good to know. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No. I just joined the union, so.
I understand.
That's pretty much.
All right, now, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
All right, thank you. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the last year?
I would say.
All right. Now, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, I'm sorry, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
That wouldn't be fair for me to answer, because like I said,
no problem. I got you, no problem. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I would say no. They're
all right.
Getting down.
All right, thank you. Now, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
All right. Now, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as job steward by the union?
No.
All right. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or you don't know?
I would say it was state.
All right. Good. Now, thinking more generally about the economic and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than from now, about the same or less employment than now?
I would say there's probably going to be probably less.
Right. Thanks for sharing. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'd have to say it's probably going to get worse due to the economy.
I understand. Thanks for sharing. Now, switching gears a bit here, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about in this job? Let me give you the options. Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
I would have to say language, communication.
I understand, thank you. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
No, all right. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. You can just tell me yes or no. So have you participated in any political canvassing?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, no problem. Have you ever participated in the last 12 months, have you participated in a political canvassing?
No.
All right. What about in union organizing?
No.
Or picketing?
No.
All right. Thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
That's a never.
All right. Now, change the subjects to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So let me give you the options, and you can tell me which is your first option to the last option. So the options are cable news, radio, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, or friends and neighbors. Which one would you put first as your source of news?
I would say that's a hard thing. The way things are rolling, I don't know how to even start think about that. I probably go I usually go online and get my news, so I guess it'd be internet.
All right, what will be the next source? You can be between cable news, radio, print or online newspaper, local TV news, or friends and family.
I'd say newspaper.
All right, newspaper. What will be the next option?
I'd say friends.
All right. Next.
What's the last two?
Cable news, radio, and local TV news.
I'd say local.
All right. Cable news or radio, the next?
I would say radio.
All right, so we keep our last one, the cable news. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're almost done in the survey. We're moving on, okay? So, again, I appreciate your time here, sir. So, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, support to labor unions, jobs and the economy, health care, education, immigration, or something else?
I would say healthcare.
All right. Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. So have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Not at all. Okay. So the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
I would say it's somewhat important.
All right, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking.
All right, no problem. I can keep to I'll skip that one, but if you want, I can read it again. The question
is,
so generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't believe they do.
All right, no problem. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute? The United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis,
I would say the auto workers.
All right. Would you say somewhat more the auto workers or so much more the auto workers?
I'd say somewhat, yeah.
All right, thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So his job as president overall, you can tell me if you approve strongly or somewhat, or disapprove strongly or somewhat about his job in general as president, Joe Biden.
I would say strongly disapprove.
All right, thank you. What about his job with the foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. What about his job to support for labor unions?
I don't think he does, but strongly not.
All right.
Disapprove.
What about his job with the immigration?
Strongly not.
All right. What about his job with the health care?
Not. He's definitely not right. Into that.
And what about his job with the economy?
Strongly not.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
Would you say strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you think you will not vote?
Probably vote.
Probably, all right. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
All right, thank you. Now, yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Repeat that.
No problem. So yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good.
All right. Thank you. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair.
Fair. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open question. You can tell me your opinion here so I can type it.
I'm not sure on that. Let's pass on that.
All right, no problem. Let me move to the next one then. Now, on another open question, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is most important thing the union should be working on?
Keeping everyone busy.
All right. All right, taking notes of that. Thanks for sharing. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, job site, text or SMS, mail, or email?
I would say mail.
All right, mail. Now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative, and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
That's not fair for me to say. Like I said, I haven't been with the union that long.
No problem. So let me move on. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
All right. Now, do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Republican.
All right. Thank you. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name? I have it as Richard. You said that's your name, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Richard, I appreciate your time here and hope you have a good rest of your night. Take care, Richard.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.